Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. Today, I'm presenting Ryan from MAPS, Mass Astral Projection Sessions. You can catch up with Reese, Ryan and Cameron at www.massastralprojectionsessions.com. Sponsored by www.awakeningtruthworldwide.com. This is an excerpt from the live session, so there may be a few sneezes or coughs that I couldn't edit out, but it's great listening all the same. Enjoy.
As promised, I'm going to let Ryan kick things off today, seeing as he didn't get a chance to speak last week. Ryan, take it away.
Like Reese said, we can't make you do the homework, but I highly suggest you to do the homework, because you won't really progress if you just come to the sessions and listen to us. And even if you do the exercises once a week, something that you have to do every day. You should meditate and do reality checks and shoot for lucid dreams and OBEs every day, every night, because that's the only way that you're going to have steady success. If you just do the exercises on the weekend, that's not enough to get all this information and all these experiences embedded into your subconscious. It's just, you're just surfacely doing it. It's not enough. You need to really do it every day. If you do reality checks, even only for a week, you might not get any results because they're not becoming automatic. However, if you do reality checks every day for 21 days or a month, then you'll start getting results like Reese said before. Because what people try is they do reality checks for a week or for 2 weeks and they don't get any results and then they give up. It takes more intent, more dedication to really get results. There's a difference between craving the OBE and the lucid dream and having the intent to have the OBE or the lucid dream. If you're able to do it from a perspective of, I have a lot of willpower and intent to make this happen and I'm going to make it happen, you'll get better results than, oh God, I hope this is going to happen for me, and if it doesn't happen, I'm not going to feel so good about myself for it. There's that too, because I've had experiences where I didn't have lucid dreams and then I beat myself up over it, which isn't what you want to do. If your intent is powerful, then your success will be significantly higher. It's all the enthusiasm and intent that you're putting into this. If you're doing the exercises every day, if you're meditating every day, if you're shooting for lucidity at night with 100% intent and dedication, you're going to get results. That's the best way that I could put it. If you're kind of half-assing it and you're coming to the sessions every week, but you're not doing any exercises daily, you're not doing reality checks, you're not writing down your dreams, you're not shooting for lucidity, then your results and your success is going to be significantly, dramatically lowered. But like I said, if your intent is high, if you're practicing every day, then your chances of getting this are much, much greater. So like Reese said, start doing reality checks every day, at least an hour every single day. And it's, when I first started doing it, it was hard for me to get into the pattern and role of doing reality checks, but I just bought a watch and I set the timer to go off every 30 minutes. And when it hits 30 minutes, I check my hands and then I jump to see if I fly. Because when I do that in the dream, I actually go up into the air and start levitating. So this doesn't work unless I do it every day, multiple times a day, consistently. And then it only works if I go to bed for 4 hours, wake up, do some meditating, take a shower, and then go back to sleep. I automatically end up in the dream if I do the wake back to bed method. So I recommend that for everybody. Because what's happening is that in your sleep cycle, REM sleep increases in greater lengths towards the morning hours. In the beginning, if you're ever, for the first 1 to 2 to 3 hours of sleep, if you're ever lucid, you'll find that you may not be able to do things like look at your feet, or the skills that you would normally have aren't present. It's because REM sleep isn't as powerful and it doesn't last as long. So you'll be able to slip out of lucidity just as fast as you got in if you happen to find yourself lucid during the early hours of the night. However, if you do the wake back to bed method, your chances of gaining lucidity and staying lucid are way higher. I have only been lucid during the first 4 hours of sleep a couple times, but I've been lucid using the wake back to bed method countless times. It's just, it's foolproof for me. It works great. The hard part is actually getting up, staying up, and then going back to bed. Because what happens is after 5 hours of sleep, you get up and you're like, I don't want to go. I don't want to write down my dreams. I don't want to stay up for 30 minutes. I just want to keep sleeping. I'm telling you, if you just stay up and you read a book or you just take a shower and chill out for 30 minutes to an hour, you go back to bed with the intent of becoming lucid in your dreams, your chances of it happening are significantly higher. And I'm going to get into concentration meditation and trance meditation and why both of these are really important. So the concept of awake-induced lucid dream is the same thing as dream yoga. And I've just started reading a book on dream yoga, and they talk about how the way these monks attain lucidity is by developing concentration during meditation throughout the day to a really, really powerful and refined level. And what happens is as they go to sleep, they hold this concentrative state and they just guide themselves into the dreamscape. But in order for them to even be able to do this, they have to develop an initial amount of concentration in the first place. And this guy is saying things like it took him 3 weeks of meditating 8 hours a day to build concentration in order for him to enter the state between waking and the dream state. So between your waking state and the dream state, there's a state of absolute nothingness. It's just complete void. Dreamless sleep. And I've never been aware of anything in this state of consciousness, only in my waking state and in the dream state. I've never actually been in the intermediate state. But this guy says that you can develop enough concentration to enter that state. The point is that it takes concentration to be able to move from the waking state to the dream state. So if you're able to meditate and build enough concentration and enough mental power to guide yourself from one state to the other, then you won't have to put your faith in chance to gain lucidity. What you'll do is you'll do the wake back to bed method. You'll stay up for 30 minutes or an hour, and then you'll just lay down in bed, guide yourself through progressively deeper levels of trance, just keep relaxing, 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 with the intent that you will become lucid. Because what happens is that your surface mind is going to shut off as you go deeper into trance. And once your surface mind shuts off, your intent is going to directly access your subconscious mind. It's the whole science of hypnosis. What happens is that while the person is in trance, the surface mind is completely shut off, and the hypnotist suggestions directly access the person's subconscious mind. And based on that, the person will do whatever the hypnotist says. So the same thing applies as you're falling deeper into trance. You're going deeper and deeper into trance. You're going closer and closer to that state where you're just going to drift off into sleep, and you tell yourself, I'm going to be lucid. I'm going to be lucid. And you imagine yourself looking at your hands, seeing and understanding that you're lucid. If you keep programming your mind with this stuff, it's going to be a lot more effective because your surface mind isn't in the way anymore. Cameron, is it still working?
Yeah, Race has just left just to fix some lag that he was experiencing from your camera.
Okay. Anyways, so like I said, back to concentration meditation. Well, yeah, developing concentration and intent, all these skills are completely necessary to have lucid dreams and OBEs, because usually lucid dreaming is, or at least for me, it was based on chance. I might be lucid tonight, I'm going to go for it, but I'm not sure if I'm actually going to get it. So I've now moved into, there's a systematic method for me to develop skills and abilities to gain lucidity on command. So I did the wake back to bed method this morning, and I had a lucid dream, and I actually worked out something that was happening in the dream previously that night. I was in a fight with someone, and fighting in the dream means that there's some kind of inner turmoil that's going on. There's some kind of inner conflict. And I went back into the dreamscape after doing the way back to bed method, but this time I was going to go into it with lucidity. And then I just ended up in the dream right in my room. I knew I was lucid. And then I ended up meeting the guy who I was fighting with earlier in the dream. And then I asked him, like, why were we fighting? And then he told me that I was being very fake to him. For example, he said these words to me perfectly. He said, "You'll put a smile on, but you're not really sincere." And there have been times and points in my life where I could definitely relate to that. There's always a conflict between the principles that you're trying to embody and the old habit patterns that still exist within the mind and within the ego. So there's a conflict in my subconscious between me, the principles that I'm embodying, and the old self, the habits. And with lucidity, I was able to confront and work out this inner conflict. That's another awesome thing about lucid dreaming that I respect so much about Rhys. He opened up so many people to this lucid dreaming world, and it's a perfect way to directly access your subconscious, to completely observe your ego, and to go through your past, your future, the present moment. It's all there in the dreamscape. But the reason we're talking about lucid dreaming here on MAPS is because lucid dreaming is a gateway to out-of-body experiences. Cameron has said that through the dream world, you can directly penetrate the astral plane. I don't know how to do that. He knows how to do that. But the other night, I actually had a lucid dream / OBE where Robert Bruce explains the dream world as you astral project every night, but you're just not aware of it. So he says that when people are sleeping, their astral bodies are actually floating above their physical bodies, and that is what causes the dream to happen. It's as if information is flowing through the astral body, and that's what is happening in the dream. I don't really know how he gets into it or whatever, but I actually experienced this. I experienced my astral body floating over my physical body while at the same time I was having a lucid dream. And that was really interesting because I never had anything like that happen to me before. But anyways, so you can go from a lucid dream to an out-of-body experience if you gain enough experience in the lucid dream world, or being lucid in the dream world. You can guide your attention back to your physical body in physical reality and employ an exit technique. The reason why lucid dreaming is important is because it prepares you for out-of-body experiences. In lucid dreams, you can fly, you can do all the things that you would normally do in an out-of-body experience. And I think I would see lucid dreaming as training wheels for the out-of-body experience, because that is a lot more intense. And and I think it takes a lot more psychic energy and subconscious faculties to make the OBE happen. And another thing on concentration and trance meditation. So trance meditation is what you're going to have to master to have an out-of-body experience and to have wake-induced lucid dreams. However, you're going to need to do concentration meditation to guide yourself through deeper levels of trance without falling asleep. And you're going to need concentration to be able to enter the dream world, to be able to go through the OBE exit, etc. Mastery of concentration meditation is a whole nother thing that we're not getting into. We're getting into out-of-body experiences, trance meditation, lucid dreaming. Concentration meditation and where that leads to is superconscious enlightenment, etc. Trance meditation, however, leads to out-of-body experiences, psychic abilities, channeling, contact with entities, etc. See it this way. Concentration meditation will lead you up. This is your surface level of consciousness, and your subconscious is right beneath it. Super consciousness is above it. Now, Right beneath your subconscious is the collective unconscious. Through trance meditation and mastering the trance state, you can access the subconscious mind, and deeper than the subconscious mind, you can access the collective unconscious, for example, the Akashic Records. When people have experiences of going to the Akashic Records, it's usually an out-of-body experience. They're directly accessing a collective body of information embedded deep within your subconscious. It's as if your surface mind is here, subconscious is below it. Below the subconscious is the collective unconscious. That's why you can have prophetic dreams, contacts with archetypal images and beings in your dream states, in your out-of-body experiences. It's because these realms are interconnected in an incredibly profound way. For example, when people channel entities, they can have direct knowledge of a nation's history or of a geographical history, different places in time where they would have, there's no way that they could possibly get that knowledge through any rational means. And it's because they're contacting the collective unconscious. They're breaching that state of being and that state of mind. You can do this through mastering the trance state. I don't have enough mastery of it to be able to do it, or to be able to go that deep into meditation or into trance meditation to where I can channel a being or directly access the collective unconscious. I've only been to the level of subconsciousness, not collective consciousness or collective unconsciousness. However, if you want to be able to do those things, if you want to be able to channel entities, to have OBEs, to access your subconscious and the collective unconscious, you're going to have to master two types of meditation. That's concentration meditation, trance meditation. You're going to need concentration because you're going to need to guide yourself into deeper levels of trance, and you're going to have to be able to stay aware while you're going through those deep levels of trance. If you can't stay aware in the trance state, you're going to fall asleep, or you're going to enter a state of limbo, which is, you'll come out of trance or out of that deep state of trance and you won't remember anything that happened for the last 15 minutes. You're not asleep, but you just won't have any recollection. It's like when you're put under hypnosis and the hypnotist brings you out of it and you don't remember anything that happened. It's because you're not able to hold awareness while you're in that altered state of consciousness. Concentration meditation and practicing trance meditation will allow you to hold attention in these altered states that are necessary to have lucid dreams and OBEs. So, like I said, practice meditation using either Cameron's methods or some kind of method that will build concentration. There's different ways of doing it. What I do is I just focus on my breathing. And I just focus on my breathing passing my upper lip into my nostrils, just right here. I only focus on this area and nothing else. And I focus on it so intensely that all thought and all mental chatter completely stops. I don't focus on not thinking, because that's actually really hard. If I just focus on breathing so intensely that my stop ceases and the chatter stops, it's a lot easier because I'm not constantly trying to block out thoughts. I'm not constantly trying to stop chatter. I'm just focusing really, really, really intensely on one thing. One-pointedness is what builds concentration. There's different ways of doing it, though. The key is to build concentration. Cameron's visualization exercises work as well. But once you're in that state, what he did was he wanted you to visualize you being a candle or entering a candle. For example, once you're in that candle, when you're not doing the session with us, stay in the candle. Hold the image of you being in the candle for as long as you can. And when the image disappears, bring your attention back to holding that image. This is what builds concentration. This is what you're going to need to guide yourself into lucid dreams and to have OBEs. You're going to need that concentration. So like I said, you can use any kind of image. It doesn't have to be a flame. You can use the letter A. You can just visualize an A. As long as you can hold that mental image, then you'll be able to build concentration. Every time your attention drifts and you bring it back to that object of attention, you're building concentration. It's a muscle. You have to build it consistently and over a period of time. You're not going to be able to do this stuff in a day or in 2 days, in 3 days. It takes a long time. I wouldn't say it takes too long, but it definitely takes practice. So focus on building concentration and then focus on trance meditation. When you're building concentration, you're going to either want to sit with your legs crossed or in some kind of position where you're not getting too relaxed. You want to relax the body, but you don't want to relax yourself into a sleepy state, because you'll notice that if you're falling asleep or if you're slightly tired, you're not going to be able to sustain concentration for long enough. However, this sleepy state, this state of slight tiredness, is what is essential for going into deeper states of trance. If you're actually a little bit tired, it's a lot easier to have OBEs, significantly easier to have OBEs. That's why the wake back to bed method works perfectly. So this week, focus on building concentration through meditation and trance meditation. If you've ever been, like when Cameron does the guided meditation and you guys are really relaxed and you know your thoughts have slowed down, you're starting to feel a little tired, a little sleepy, kind of winking out. If that's happening, or if that's ever happened in guided meditation, that is trance. That's exactly what it's like when a hypnotist puts you under. Completely different than building concentration. That's trance. You're getting used to going into deeper states of relaxation. Both types are equally important. Concentration doesn't overpower trance state, and the trance state isn't more important than concentration. Both of these are essential if you really want to master this. And that's what I learned from Robert Bruce's stuff. He, in his books, he goes over taming the mind and concentration, or taming the mind and mastering the trance state to a huge extent. It says in one of the books, deliberately, you cannot successfully have conscious OBEs without having experience and mastery of the trance state. Now, the trance state works like this. There's light levels of trance, and then there's deeper levels of trance. What you're going to need to do is go from a waking state, a relaxed state, into a deeply relaxed, deep level of trance. Once you're going into deeper levels of trance, you'll get to the point where your mind is awake and your body is completely asleep. From there, it's called stiff as a board, light as a feather. From there, you can employ an exit technique and you'll have an OBE. But you can't get into that state unless you're able to hold your conscious awareness while you're going through those deeper levels of trance. If you can't hold your attention, you're going to wink out and fall asleep or fall into a dream. However, if you can hold your attention, and if you can build the ability to go through progressively deeper levels of trance, you'll be able to have an OBE. So I think it's actually possible. No, I'm pretty sure it's possible for a hypnotist to guide you to having an OBE. Because what happens is that if you've ever had a past life regression, the ability for you to access the subconscious and have that experience is based on the fact that your concentration is sustained by listening to the hypnotist's voice. If you tried to have a past life regression without a hypnotist guiding you, you'll find it to be nearly impossible because your attention isn't sustained for long enough. For example, when the hypnotist is saying, you're going deeper and deeper and deeper into relaxation, you're going down and down and down and down, down the stairs, etc. When you try to do that without a hypnotist being there, you'll notice that your attention keeps wandering and you keep having to bring your mind back to going through deeper levels of trance. However, with the hypnotist there, you don't have to worry about your attention wandering off too much because you have his voice to lock your attention onto. The voice is always playing, the voice is always going. However, your conscious awareness of the moment, your attention, is always wandering, it's always coming back, coming and going. If you're able to sustain concentration, keep it rigid, and keep your attention fully locked on, you'll be able to do anything. It's just that being able to build that amount of concentration takes a lot of meditation and takes a lot of practice. Well, I think I've talked for long enough, and I can let one of you guys get into it.
This is Ali Wiley from www.astralwings.com. Come on by and say hello. Happy travels!